This is the Black Diva Daily Podcast, and I'm your host, Danny B, here to inspire you with your daily dose of Black Girl Magic. This podcast highlights Black female bloggers that generate inspiring work and encourages all Black women to live their best life. So continue to tune in Monday, Wednesday, and Friday so that you can get your life on the daily. It's Fashion Friday, episode 168 of the Black Diva Daily Podcast, where we highlight pieces from Black female fashion bloggers. Today's post is titled, Making Adult Fashion Decisions, by Danielle Gray of thestyleandbeautydoctor.com. I can remember clearly the days when I wouldn't blink an eye on spending over $100 for a pair of trendy shoes. Now I'm worried about if I buy them, I won't be able to retire well. Yes, I said it like that on purpose. Not only that, but I don't have the same body I did when I was in my 20s. No, I don't mean like that. I'm not as small as I was back then, which is also true. But I really mean that my body has pretty much gone to sugar honey iced tea. And there's a joke Cat Williams tells in his recent Netflix special about a friend of his he saw in a full body cast. He asked them what happened, and his friend was like, man, I yawn too fast. It be like that, though. So while I'm still very much into the fashions, I have an interesting set of needs that I need to accommodate while still looking cool and being me. Here's how I make my adult fashion decisions. Back in my 20s, well, actually, it started when I turned 18 and went to college. I would be blowing money so fast and popping tags like it was my job. I'd be snagging up all the trends, whatever designer bags I could afford, and all of the shoes in them. Now, I'm way more minimalist when it comes to my wardrobe. I learned a long time ago that having too many clothes makes me shop more. I like to see what I have and be able to make a gazillion outfits with my carefully chosen pieces. As a blogger, I do buy some clothes that are bloggery, but I still like to keep that at a minimum. I do closet purchase every now and again to make sure I stay on track, and it really curbs my spending on clothing. Next issue, I get hot easily. This is the most annoying thing because some of my favorite fashion pieces are made from fabrics that aren't very breathable. AKA, don't stand too close to me in the summer. Being cognizant of buying breathable fabrics like cotton helps. Layering has also helped, especially since it can still be cold most days right now in New York City. And I get hot cold. It's cold out, but I'm hot and sweaty because I'm moving around. Next issue. My body ain't the same. I gained some blizzard the world is coming to an end weight in 2016-2017. So now I'm in between sizes. Most of the cute stuff I own doesn't fit, and I don't want to buy a bunch of new clothes only for them to not fit after I get back to my pre-2016 weight. And to be honest, it's just cheaper to lose weight. I've brought a few items that can still work when I'm back at my regular weight. Jeans have been an issue. Almost none of the ones I own fit. Lee Jean sent me a pair of jeggings that I really liked and really surprised me, mostly because the teenage me used to think Lee was a corny brand. But 30 me sees how they've stepped their fashion game up, and now I ordered two more pair of jeggings. They fit so well, good, sustainable material, stretchy, there's no zipper and tab to stick you in your belly. And it comes in a variety of lengths. I got the L length, which is a little below my ankles. They didn't have any more L lengths when I ordered the additional pairs, so I'm hoping that the M works for me. I'm 5'9". On top of that, I also have some back issues and occasional knee issues. Sometimes I need to wear a back brace, so then I have to coordinate my outfit with the back brace. This also affects my shoe choices. If I stand up for too long, like if I'm at a beauty event, I know I'm going to be paying for it later. So I tend to wear nicely elevated shoes. I can't wear any flats. They have to have a good arch and some cushion for them to truly be comfy. I can wear heels, but there's a time limit on it before it starts affecting my back and knees. I also have to know which activities I'm participating in if I'm wearing heels. If it's a cute, quick kiki, yes. If not, no. Funny enough, if I'm going to wear a heel, it's likely going to be a high heel. To disguise some of my old but young lady ailments, I like to buy stylish jackets and coats to mix in with my comfy cotton clothes. Accessories are also cool. More often than not, you'll see me wearing my faithful Celine shadow sunglasses. I love the idea of signature style accessories like my Celines, my turbans, and the faux fur trapper hat I brought after seeing the one June Ambrose is famous for. Hats are another favorite of mine that can quickly add a level of cool to my looks. Despite only being able to stand in one place for no more than 7 minutes and worrying that my body has given out for good every morning when I wake up, I do appreciate and love this stage of life. I'm more confident with my looks, even with the extra weight gain. I'm also more established with what's my style and what's not. I like flirty hemlines and slits along with low-cut shirts that show off my cute ASOS bras just as much as I love my camo cargo pants and sneakers. What are your adult fashion decisions? Is there anything you do or don't do now that you did or didn't do when you were younger? You've just listened to the post titled Making Adult Fashion Decisions by Danielle Gray of thestyleandbeautydoctor.com. The Style and Beauty Doctor is maintained and edited by Danielle Gray, a New York City-based fashion and beauty consultant and freelance writer. The only thing she loves more than the latest in fashion and beauty is telling everyone about it. In fact, it's her mission to match fabulous fashion and beauty finds with fabulous people. Hey Black Divas, it's Dani B here with my personal thoughts on today's blog post. So towards the end of the post, Danielle asks, what are your adult fashion decisions? Is there anything you do or don't do now that you did or didn't do when you were younger? So where do I begin? So when I was younger, I was all about bright colors, crazy patterns, and now it's way more muted. My capsule wardrobe probably consists mostly of black, tans. I don't really do a lot of gray. I don't think gray looks nice on me. But I do have a very few pieces of gray. And then navy blue and some olive. And so that's pretty much got my color palette. So that's completely opposite. Did a complete 360 from, or 180, whatever it is, from the crazy bold colors I used to wear when I was younger. Also, now I also have become more of a minimalist. I typically would use accessories from headbands to earrings to necklaces and rings to kind of change up my outfits and to restyle them. Oh, and also belts. So typically, I don't spend a lot in clothing anymore, but I also think that's partially due to us working from home. So I'm really interested to see how my spending habits are going to change when I go back to work. Hopefully I can stick to not over purchasing clothes, but who knows, we might just be so excited. I feel like the first day of work is going to be equivalent to the first day of school back in the day where you had your outfit picked out, your hair done, nails did, everything. I feel like it's going to be the same thing. So that's one thing that I don't do that I did when I was younger. One thing that I do more of now is figure out how to make multiple outfits with staple pieces. So I feel like when I was younger, it was all about quantity. So like Forever 21, buying cheap stuff so I couldn't, you know, never have to repeat an outfit within the same month. But now it's like, oh, I wear the same outfit every 2 weeks as long as it's clean and I make it look like it's never been worn before by accessorizing it in different ways. So those are some of my adult fashion decisions. I love to hear from you. Make sure you hit us up at theblackdivadaily.com and also check us out on Instagram so we can connect. If this episode left you inspired, please review, subscribe, tune in next week, and share with a friend. Love ya. Hey Black Divas, is there a topic that you'd like to hear more about? Email us at info@blackdivadaily.com. www.ACUREMEMBERCLEARLY.com.